Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Hello, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Tonight is going to be our 70s show.
Yes.
All of our music. I'm laughing just because there was some dancing going on during the opening song. The opening song was Get Down the Night by, excuse me, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
It draws like a pencil.
It draws like a pencil. I'm still, I still have a little bit of the plague left over.
Yes.
The plague of 2016. Can't shake it. Can't shake it. Can't. I've gotten rid of all the other parts of it. I just can't get rid of the cough for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, you get to keep that one.
Yeah, I guess that's the consolation prize.
Right.
Yep.
Souvenir.
So anyway, like I said, this is going to be our 70s music show.
Yes.
We started off with Get Down the Night, Casey and the Sunshine Band. We're going to go to I Can Help by Billy Swan. And then we're going to play Nothing from Nothing by Billy Preston. And we're going to round it out with Boogie Shoes.
Boogie Shoes.
By Casey and the Sunshine Band again.
Yes.
So it's going to be a 70s Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Yes.
All right.
Been listening to a lot of 70s lately.
Yeah, well,
and it's so much fun.
Well, we got the Sirius. We got our Sirius all hooked up, and it's almost as if we dialed into 70s on 7 and broke the knob off.
Oh, right.
Because that's all we listened to. Yeah, it was so funny because tonight I was like, you know, when I was setting up the show, I was listening to 70s on 7, and I was like, oh, that's a good one. Let me go to iTunes and look it up. So then I was like, I got down to, you know, a couple of songs, and I was like, all right, well, what's going to be my last song? And I was like, I'm listening to the 70s on 7. I was like, that's it. I run out there to see who it is. Yeah. Come back in and dial it in. So.
Nice.
Anyway, before we get much further, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio this evening. As always, it's the usual suspects.
Yes.
At the opposite end of the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes, that's me.
That's hello. You. Yeah, hello.
Hello,
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes, hello.
Uh-huh. And to her right is my boy, Tygen.
Hi.
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 And here I am. Yeah. Here I am coughing over in the corner, and I am Mark, and I will be
your over there?
Host.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think I'm contagious anymore. I don't think.
Thank you.
I sent that with love. Look, Hannah's already got it.
Yeah, shot it right across the room.
Anyway, so if you've been listening to the show, you know that we have been on our best pizza in the area quest.
Yes.
We originally said that we were just going to do it during the month of February, and during the month of February, we did 4 pizzas.
Yes.
All right, we did Pizza Shack, we did A Amore Pizza, we did Jodo's, and then we rounded it out with...
Original
Pizza.
Yes.
All right, we decided, our results were kind of skewed.
Yeah.
I think two of us, mm-hmm. out of the four of us, voted original as the best.
Yes.
And I think two of us voted Pizza Shack as the best.
Yes.
Okay. So what we will have to do is, how are we gonna straighten that out?
I think we keep trying pizza.
All right. Well, that's what we decided to do, because now here it is March, and we decided to go ahead and extend the Pizza Quest.
Right.
Yeah. Which is going to give us another four candidates. Tonight, we went with Mike's Pizza.
Yes.
Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. Yeah. I've had Mike's before.
Yeah.
I've had Mike's before. I've had it for lunch. It's a good size pizza. It's one of those places where you can go and just get a slice, mm-hmm. for lunch,
nice.
And you're good.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But tonight, what we did is, like I said, we went to Mike's, and Mike's is located at 14477 Walsingham Road in Largo.
Yes.
And what we got, Stephanie, you want to tell us what we got?
We got the extra large Supreme Pizza.
Okay.
They have extra large and they have medium. So we got extra large in the Supreme, and then we got a medium white pizza with spinach.
Yeah.
And a small cheese, plain cheese.
Okay, now let me just say one thing. What we try to do when we try all of these different places is we get a comparable order.
Correct.
All right, so we're kind of trying to compare apples to apples.
Well, and we're comparing the ones that we normally order.
Right.
The things that we would normally get.
Yeah. Now, I will say that spinach pizza was considered a white pizza.
Correct.
Yeah. No red sauce whatsoever.
Right. The way you order it is it's a white pizza with one topping that you get to choose. I chose the spinach because that's what we've been doing in the past.
Right.
And it's also my favorite. So.
All right. Now, the cheese on that is like what you get on a Greek salad. It's feta, right?
It was, I think it was more ricotta.
Yeah. Ricotta
cheese.
Ricotta. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm not a huge fan of spinach pizza.
Yeah.
It was badass.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Amazing. By far the so best good. White pizza.
A lot of times when I'm trying something, like if I'm comparing, you know, like because you said we got the deluxe.
Right.
Or the Supreme.
The Supreme.
And we got the spinach pizza. I will try the one that I think I'm going to like least first, so that I can finish off with the one I'm really going to like.
Right.
I tried that spinach pizza and I was like, poof, this is good.
Yeah,
this is good stuff. Very good stuff. And then the Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Also good.
Both of these pizzas had thin crust.
Yes.
A lot of times, Supreme pizza for me, I prefer a thick crust or a pan pizza.
Right.
This was fantastic. Not too much, mm-hmm. not too heavy.
Right.
I had two slices of pizza, and like I said, I've been to Mike's for lunch before, and when you go and you get a slice, that's good.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had two before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stuffed.
But that's
I'm
plenty.
Just right.
Yeah. Right.
Just
right. No, and I have to say, I called ahead to place our order. We went and picked it up. Very friendly on the phone. She verified that I was calling the correct location because they do have another location up on 49th Street.
Right.
So I appreciated that. She verified that I was coming to the correct place. Mm-hmm. She gave me a total of what our bill was going to be when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. When we went to pick up the pizza, very friendly, very mm-hmm. efficient.
Well, the place inside is very nice.
It's very
nice. They've done
a
very good job with the way that they've decorated, I guess.
Yes.
It's very nice in
and
there.
They were very busy.
Yeah.
But
oh,
they
yeah.
had the
you
proper
see them at
amount
lunchtime.
Of staff.
At lunchtime, they're loaded, too. Now, you can eat in, you can take out, or you can have it delivered. Unfortunately, I believe we're a little bit too far to have it delivered. I think we're right on the cusp.
Right, and I didn't ask only because I knew I had to run out
mm-hmm.
because I realized we were down to one paper plate.
Right, yeah.
And I wasn't washing
because that's the
dishes.
Way we roll. We don't go with the china on pizza night.
I wasn't washing dishes on pizza night.
We don't roll with the china on most nights.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're looking for, excuse me, takeout or delivery, you can call them at 727-724-4100.
Yes.
And I recommend that you do so. Happy. Mike's Pizza is, one of the best in the area as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so obviously, now that we've all talked about it, I can tell that on the Ginn scale, I have a feeling that it's going to get four thumbs up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. That's very good.
Absolutely.
Four thumbs up.
First place for me.
as far as the quest goes, Stephanie is already saying first place, and that includes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yep. Well, see, I'm still on that
Pizza Shack.
Pizza Shack. I like that just because I mentioned that when I get like a supreme pizza, I prefer the thicker crust. However, this one tonight was fantastic. So, you know, it's a...
Well, Pizza Shack and Mike's are not that far apart in physical location.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Mike's and get a spinach pizza and swing by Pizza Shack to pick up the deluxe. Mm-hmm. It'll just take two trips.
All right.
Two stops. Kind of like going to McDonald's and Burger King with the kids. Because they could never decide to go to the same fast food place.
Kind of like a fat person. If you had to haul ass, it'd take you two trips.
Exactly.
And if we keep eating these pizzas, we're going to be in that boat.
Yeah, maybe the next round we'll try all their salads.
Yeah. All right, kids, go ahead and go to sleep because we're about to talk about sports, man.
Yeah.
All right. Fox 13 gets a new sports director.
Oh.
We've been here 18 years, and I don't know what I'm going to do without Chip Carter.
Oh, really?
He retired.
Wow.
Yeah. They replaced him with a guy named Scott Smith, who was a Fox anchor in Washington, D.C., and... you know, it's just not going to be the same without Chip.
It's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah. They said that Scott Smith will appear in Fox 13's weekday newscast at 5, 6, 10, and 11 p.m. And he will also anchor the station's football segment, Tailgate Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll see how he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think he's a younger guy, and he's been an anchor for a number of years. And this is going to give him an opportunity to step into a sports director position.
Right.
So that's definitely a step up and a feather in his cap.
Absolutely.
So that's very good. Congratulations to Scott Smith and farewell, Chip Carter. We're going to miss you. Chip Carter was with Fox 13 for 28 years.
Wow. He doesn't look that old.
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's a teenager.
Right.
Yeah. So
he has aged well if he has been on for 28 years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to sports over the past week. Of course you didn't. However, Ty, you better pay attention here and just to hear it in a second because you're going to like this. What I did do this week is I picked up the bathing suit edition, the Sports Illustrated bathing suit edition.
Swimsuit.
Bathing suit, that's old school, right?
Yeah, right.
Swimsuit edition of the Sports Illustrated 2016
Magazine.
There you go. And Ty, I would like for you to take it home.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Oh.
Please take it home before the pages get stuck together.
Oh no.
They have not been that way yet, but
gross.
Here, hold on. I have it right here.
Oh, well, I want to see it.
Here it is, Ty.
Can I see it?
That's yours.
I don't even get to see it.
Please wait until after the show to look at it because I'm going to need you to pay attention during the show.
Can I look at it?
Well, here you go, lesbian.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah.
Well, Hannah, you know, Hannah wears a lot of bathing suits, swimsuits, bikinis, and maybe she'll get some ideas.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And there goes.
I mean, what is that?
There goes
not even a bikini.
There goes that tax refund check.
Like I said, take it away before the pages get stuck together.
anyway, Skittles.
All right. What we also do on our Friday Happy Hour show is we do a beer tasting.
Yes.
And before we do that, we're going to need to take a break.
Okay.
Do we want to say anything before we do that? No, I guess we'll cover it when we come back from the break. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll do our weekly beer tasting.
Sweet.
Show you this, I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. Drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and you are listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Hannah Claire, I noticed that you have now hijacked the swimsuit edition over there.
Smelling it.
And you know, when I looked at it, what is the viewfinder thing? That's kind of cool. There's something inside that you have to build.
Yeah, you build this like headset, like the new virtual reality headsets that you plug your phone into. And you pretty much do the same thing with this thing. It's a cutout version of the headset.
And but you put your, I noticed there are like two eye goggle things in there.
Yeah, there's like little lenses too. Yeah. There's lenses.
Well, we're going to have to do that.
So you can get a.
Directions.
Yeah. Oh, my.
All right, we're going to have to do that. Not during the show. But we'll do it.
Well,
and we'll report
take
back.
Away from her.
Right, we'll report back.
I am downloading the app as we speak.
Okay. So every week we do our beer tasting.
Yeah.
And this week is kind of special because last Saturday, Mom and I, kids, we went down to downtown St. Pete, and we made our first stop at Green Bench Brewing Company.
Yes.
Very nice.
Which was fantastic. You guys told me about it when you went on the Pedal Pub tour. And so Mom and I went down there. We got our beer. We went out into the grassy courtyard. We got a couple of Adirondack chairs. We sat out there in the beautiful sunshine, beautiful day. And there were probably, I don't know, 50, 60 people out there.
Right.
Probably a handful of dogs out there.
Right.
There were people playing cornhole. There were people playing giant Jenga.
Yes.
I think it's supposed to be called corn toss.
No, it's cornhole. It's cornhole.
I don't know.
It's cornhole.
We'll look it up later.
It's cornhole.
I think it's supposed to be corn toss.
No, it's cornhole.
It depends on where you're from.
It's cornhole. There's a hole. Yeah. It's cornhole.
But what are you? You're tossing a bag of corn.
Right.
Right.
Corn
in,
toss.
No, it's cornhole.
In the
corn
hole.
Cornhole.
That's the goal.
All right.
Okay.
Well, and they had a food truck parked out.
Jimmy's Sliders or something like that, right? Jimmy's was it Jimmy's or Johnny's Sliders?
I think it was Jimmy's, but I don't remember. Anyway.
We didn't have any, but I saw somebody with some, and they looked fantastic. Just looked like a great way for a lot of these younger people. If I was a young man back in the day, and we had this sort of opportunity where I lived, like I lived for a while in downtown Richmond with Paul Hundley in an apartment. If we had had that kind of like a local brewery where we could go hang out, I don't think we'd ever leave.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we'd probably end up working there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They'd be like, well, you guys are always here. We might as well start paying you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, so we excuse me. Sorry. We did Green Bench, and then we rolled up the road a little bit. Not even, how many blocks away?
Not very many. Far.
Maybe five blocks or something like that. Over to Cage Brewing Company.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, Saturday was its grand opening.
Yes, they were having their grand opening celebration on Saturday, the 27th of February.
Yeah, the grand opening party was supposed to start at 7.
Right, with music and I forget what all they had.
We were there much earlier.
Yes, and you know, we're old. We didn't make it that late.
But how cool was that? We sat there at the bar and we had two different sample trays.
Right.
Each sample tray holds four, what do you think, 6 ounce glasses?
I think so. I think they're about 6 ounces.
And it's cool because they have a big screen TV that has their whole menu, I guess.
Yeah.
So what you do is you order a tray, a sample tray, and on the front of the sample tray, it has a little chalkboard, and they write down the number of the ones that you ordered.
Right. Nice.
That way, if you forget,
right,
you know, as you're testing them, you can just look up at the screen, and there you are. Well, we sat there, and like I said, we did two trays.
Right.
So that's eight samples.
Eight samples. We tried eight of their 14 right. beers.
Then we got a pint of the one that we liked the best.
Nice.
And then you can do a takeout of a growler, which is 32 ounces.
Right.
Right. And that's what we did. We picked the one that we liked the best, mm-hmm. which was called Static.
Static, yes. Static was the one we did like the best. Right,
and that's from Cage Brewing Company, located at 2001 First Avenue South in downtown St. Petersburg.
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and give it a try.
Okay.
All right. I have the growler in the moist satchel.
Oh.
Did you guys, did you get around to see Deadpool?
No, we didn't. We were too busy. We were too busy pub crawling.
Pub crawling.
It's a cool bottle.
It is a cool bottle.
It's a growler, Ty. It's not okay, a bottle.
Well. And you can actually...
And it still does have a lot of fizz. We were concerned about that. When they give you this, they put the cap on. It's a glass bottle, 32 ounces.
It has
a twist on cap.
Right.
And then they wrap the top with electrical tape.
Right. I guess you watch them fill it.
Yeah, because that's
right
a
then.
Legal thing. That's an open container thing.
Send that to your mother.
It has to be sealed.
Oh.
I've learned... Yeah.
I thought it was to make sure it stayed...
No, that's to seal...
Against the static?
Carbonated.
No, that's to... So you can drive home.
All right, so this one is called Static. Hannah Claire, go ahead and be the first victim.
Ew, I don't like it.
No?
It's really, like, citrusy.
It's actually,
this
for whatever
like
reason...
This one is, like, biting into a grapefruit.
It's more citrusy than I remember it being.
So you've already tried it.
Like, it's not bad, but it's like straight grapefruit.
See, because the other day I thought it was just very smooth and very cool. Ty, go ahead and wet your lip.
Uh-huh.
Too citrusy?
It's
a little strong, but it's not bad.
No, see, I do sense the citrus, but to me, it's not a bad citrus. It's not the kind that burns the back of your throat,
mm-hmm.
the kind that sticks to the back of your throat.
I still have it.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
See, well, to me, I think it's very good.
Then definitely don't, if you go down to Cage Brewing, don't try the Galaxy Cat. Because that one I wrote down, I know, Galaxy Cat?
Galaxy Cat, they had some great names.
Because I did note on that one that it was grapefruity, and on Static, I did not. This one is 7% alcohol by volume, so it was one of the higher... alcohol content.
Now, all these ones that she's mentioning were from Cage Brewing Company.
Right.
The one that we really liked was Mango Bob's.
Mango Bob's was,
that was
very
good.
Great. Mango Bob's was good. That one's also 7% alcohol. The Kokomo, which was the dark beer.
See, I wasn't a big fan of that one.
Oh, I liked the Kokomo. It was coffee and coconut. It tasted like coffee ice cream.
I didn't really get an opportunity to have too much of that because you sort of bogarted your way right in.
Exactly. I kind of made my way in on that one. There was one that we did not like.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the one called Low Season.
Yeah, and that's the one that we decided tasted like bong water.
No, that was actually a different one.
Not that we would know what that tasted like.
That was Cage Cream Ale.
Oh, yeah. We didn't like that one. So I guess there were two of them that we didn't like.
Yeah, but yeah, the Low Season was strange. I don't know. We didn't particularly care for that one. But what fun.
Yeah, it was great. And if you're spending some time downtown, there are so many local breweries,
right?
And a lot of them now have opened up their doors to the public. They've set up big courtyard areas. You can sit inside, you can sit outside. It's just a lot of fun, and some of them have live music,
right?
You know, Green Bench. You told me that they had that screening area where they show movies. I saw where they had the screen painted on the adjacent building.
Right.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
So cool.
Very cool.
A great way to spend the afternoon. I enjoyed it. I'd do it again. Let's see.
That's good, because we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Static pairs best with cornhole, Jenga, and large breasts.
Hey.
Look at that.
I threw that large breast in there because I know you're looking at that Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, you should have said $500 swimsuits.
Yeah, right?
It's just about every single one that I have liked right. has been.
And like we mentioned, the alcohol content on the Static is 7%
yes.
by volume. So it's pretty heavy duty.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Hey, one of the things you might, if you are a craft beer enthusiast, you might want to go starting tomorrow. Is the Tampa Bay Beer Week. And like I said, it starts tomorrow and it goes through the 13th.
Okay.
And I think it's in Ybor City.
Okay.
And but anyway, I read this article about this guy. He is the head brewmaster over at Tampa Bay Brewing Company. His name is Tim Ogden. He collaborated with three local bands to come up with a special beer for Beer Week.
Nice.
They called the beer Face Melter.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah.
Worse than Rod Bender.
Right. Yeah, it's better than Rod Bender. The three bands that he collaborated with are Meat Wound, Thunderclap, and Ninehorn.
I feel like I might like these guys.
Yeah, right? Maybe you'll like their beer, too,
right
Ty.
Up your alley, Ty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... anyway, that's our beer tasting for the week.
Very fun.
I enjoyed it.
I like our adventure going out and tasting the whole flats of them.
All right, on the gin scale, Hannah said no.
Yeah,
Steph,
I'm a huge fan.
No, I like this one.
Ty,
this one's good.
It was all right.
All right, so that's and I'm going to say yes. So 3-1, three thumbs up on the gin scale.
Yeah. Right.
You guys still have to see Deadpool.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We'll do that.
We do.
Okay, Ty again.
Yep.
I know that you're nerdy, and
thanks.
I don't know that you've ever considered being an astronaut, but can you imagine being in space for a year?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, Scott Kelly, he just came back on Tuesday after 340 days in space at the International Space Station.
Well, they had Matt Damon up there for what, 5 years?
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
And that was on Mars.
Right. He was on Mars and didn't even get an Oscar for it.
Right. Scott Kelly and fellow Russian astronaut Mikhail Kornholenko.
We're going to play a little kale.
They left the International Space Station at about 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and they were scheduled to land in Kazakhstan. Somewhere around 11:30 p.m. our time that same day.
Borat driving them home?
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, they landed. They landed safely in Kazakhstan. Let's see. What does it say here? When they landed, the pair had traveled 144 million miles through space, all told, in the 340 days that they were up there.
Wow.
They circled the Earth 5,440 times. They experienced 10,880 orbital sunrises and sunsets.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing. I don't know what else you do up there.
It's a lot of floating poops.
Yeah, well, yeah. And it sounded to me when I read the article that there was probably about six of them on there because when they left the International Space Station, they had a pilot take them back.
Right.
I don't even know what this is. How do they get back? You know, back in my day, they splashed down in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound like they did that. You know, I don't know what they come home with. They didn't show any pictures of it. They didn't talk about it. So maybe that's a secret, you know. But apparently they just sit back and they let this other guy from the space station drive them home.
Nice.
You know, which left three other astronauts up there. That all the rest of them, I think it said that they had all been up there like 6 months.
Okay.
So Kelly and this Kornhole Yanko, they've been up there for 340 days. They did not break the record. The record space stay was like 348 days. So they were just a little short.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's pretty amazing that they did that. Let's see.
Week in space. Almost a year in space, though. That's
rough.
I wonder if when they get back here, if they have a hard time getting their land legs.
Well, they said that they're gonna as soon as they landed, they already started medical tests, to see what the effects of a year's worth of weightlessness is on a body.
Right.
And now in Scott Kelly's case, this is very interesting because he has a twin brother.
Right.
Who is also an astronaut, Mark Kelly.
Right.
Who, by the way, is married to that Arizona congresswoman, former congresswoman, Gabby Giffords.
Right.
Remember, she was the one that was shot and then had, she survived.
Oh, well, good.
Nice. But anyway, they're identical twins.
Oh, nice.
So part of the testing is going to be, okay, the one twin goes up in space for a year.
Right.
The other twin stays on the ground.
Right.
Twins sort of age the same. They sort of, you know, their whole lives are in sync.
Right.
Especially identical twins like they are. So they're looking at what the differences are going to be when they do tests on Scott and Mark.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be very cool.
That's going to be very interesting.
I want to, you know, kind of stay tuned to see how that kind of pans out. That'll be, you know, interesting for me because I have a long lost twin brother.
Yeah, who's out in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Scott. Yeah. My name is Mark.
Mm. So when he gets back,
we're both astronauts. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
Space cadets.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Scientists are hoping for more one-year subjects as NASA gears up for human expeditions to Mars starting in 2030, in the 2030s. Do you think that is that something you'd want to do, Ty, is sign up to
Well, not the way they left Matt Damon up there.
Had your chance, muffed it.
Yeah. Here's a related story. More than 18,300 people applied to NASA to become astronauts this year, already this year, smashing the previous record of 8,000 applicants in 1978.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. NASA only has 14 spots available, so the 18,300 applicants have a 8% chance, or actually a 0.08% chance of getting picked for the 217 class.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The boom in applications was caused at least in part by NASA's new social media promotions, including its campaign around the 2015 movie, The Martian.
Okay.
So I guess that's giving people reason to sign up.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do it. I mean.
No.
I would hate it. I think that I would be a nervous wreck the whole time.
You would be. You would be.
Definitely.
You know, what was that?
Yeah. Is something leaking?
Yeah.
Right. Are we losing oxygen?
Why am I not floating like I did yesterday? You know.
I could only do it if I was up there alone, because after a while, everyone would just piss me off.
You would think that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're somebody like me who is easily annoyed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can just imagine me in, you know, I have no idea how big the International Space Station is.
Right.
Not big enough.
I'm assuming it's fairly large, but 6 people up there?
No.
And, you know, every time you see something on TV, it looks like there's like a cylinder that might be, I don't know, 10 feet in circumference, maybe 12 feet.
Right.
I don't know if that's big enough.
No, you're claustrophobic.
I don't know if that's big enough.
What if somebody's gassy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. What happens? Does the whole thing explode? I mean, what happens? I don't know.
Is it just a bubble? Can you see it?
Yeah, can you see it? Does it have texture?
I don't know. I think I would get, you know, I think at first I think it would be so cool that everything floated. But then I can see where it would become a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You'd be over it in no time. Maybe we should try going to space camp.
Hmm.
Maybe we could go.
What about the vomit comet?
No, thank you.
No, I don't want to
do that. No.
Okay.
Well, you can do that.
We'll send you on that.
But, yeah, your birthday's coming.
You know, I think space camp does have, what do they call those, corporate team building?
Right.
Camp that we should go is the Marco Radio Show. We should all go to space camp.
Mm. I'd go just for the uniform.
Yeah, no. Wear that around town.
I'd go and get the uniform and then duck out. And I'd be like, wasn't there a fourth to your party?
No.
No, he's at home wearing his uniform.
I feel like a cool guy.
He does the show now in his spaceman uniform.
Oh, my gosh. That means we'll have the air conditioner on year-round. He'll be in here sweating.
On full-on blast.
Right.
Arctic mode. This just in. NASA said it shows a growing interest in space exploration. Then people said, nah, we just want to get off the planet before this election.
Okay.
All right, so let's turn to politics. Tuesday was Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Ty, I know that you and I have had this conversation about what are you going to do if Trump becomes president?
He's signing up for the space program.
Yeah, I'll probably just go to space or dig a really deep hole.
Do you know that after Tuesday, Google searches for how do I move to Canada increased by 340%.
I'd believe it.
especially because Trump won.
Yeah.
And so did Hillary Clinton.
Right.
You know, kind of scary.
Oh, Canada's very cold. I'd be Googling south of France or something.
People are willing to freeze their asses off.
To get the hell out of here.
Right. I do have the states that they both won. Donald Trump won Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Virginia. He was also leading in Vermont. Ted Cruz won his home state of Texas and Oklahoma. Marco Rubio won Minnesota. And that's it. That was his first primary victory. He won Minnesota. That's it.
Good job. Yeah.
He's pretty much out of it.
Well, he's hanging in because
he... Was he ever really in it?
Somehow he thinks, and, you know, I don't know, but... he has said that he's going to hang on through the March 15th Florida primary.
Yeah.
He feels he will do well in Florida. I'm not so sure about that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I've talked to a lot of people. I've heard a lot of comments and, just about everybody I've heard or overheard, they're all talking about Trump.
I know.
They're all talking about Trump. And to me, that's frightening. You know, I had a conversation with my dad over the weekend, and he kind of gave me the "don't you dare vote for him" speech. And it was like, he's a demigod, and don't you ever vote for a demigod, and da 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 da, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, look, I agree to a certain extent. You know, he's saying the things that people want to hear, but when he's questioned, he never gives a straight answer.
No, right. He doesn't.
It's all like, it's going to be great. I'm really good at doing this. We're going to make them pay for it. But he never says how he's going to do anything.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. One of the things that I said to my dad is, if he does get elected president, and he's got all of these things that he says that he wants to do, and you know, the way he's so outspoken, I would like to see him come up with a plan, you know, just like what he said as he was running. This is what we're going to do. And then I would like to have the Congress say, oh, no, 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 we're not going to do that. And then I would like to see him call them out.
Right.
Individually and make them account for it in front of the public. No, these are the people that say, no, we can't do that. These two right here. These two. You know. See, and I think that'd be very interesting.
I don't think he's going to do that.
I think he would do it. I mean, would you think that he wouldn't? I mean, he's so outspoken spoken about everything else.
Because they're going to buy him over.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know that he can be bought over. I mean,
sure,
he's got so much money now.
He's a businessman.
Well, yeah, everything has a price, even Donald Trump.
I guess. Anyway, we need to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
But before we do that, we need to take a break.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Stephanie, do we have a theme?
We're going with quirky facts again.
Quirky facts again.
Yes. I like those. I know... Sometimes you guys don't, but I do. Useless trivia. I think that's fun.
Okay. All right, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete. When we come back, we're going to play our quirky trivia Stump the Chump.
Useless trivia.
Useless trivia. Trimpia.
Trimpia.
On Radio St. Pete. I got Trimpia on the mind.
Duck out.
All right. We'll be right back.
You gotta have something.
from Mad Beach, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete is badass.
Okay, we are back, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Does everybody have their hooter, their bell, and their ringer?
Yeah.
We are ready to play Stump the Chump.
All right, you two. Your dad has won enough.
All right, let me tell you something. Speaking of that, my stats for the year, I have won 8.
That's too many.
Woo! I've won 8.
Too many.
Look, we do one show a week.
Yeah.
It is now, what, it's the 4th of March.
Yeah.
How many weeks is that since the start of the year?
Not enough for you to win 8.
Well, I've won 8.
Okay. Well, let's go, guys.
Are you guys even trying?
We are.
Okay.
Remember, there is $20 on the table.
Well, I think we need to raise the stakes.
No. No, nice try.
I think that's why I haven't won.
She wants the $350 nice string that she you saw. Can't even
see. Oh, the goodbye picture there?
No, no. There's a bikini that the picture only shows a string.
Like a half inch of a string.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to the side that the swimwear is $350.
Maybe I should keep that magazine here. Ty, forget about it.
I
might have missed a few pages.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's play.
All right, useless trivia. How do crickets hear? Through their wings, through their bellies, through their knees, or through their tongue? Mark.
Their knees.
Damn. Yes.
All right. It's all about the vibration kits.
One for Dad. Okay. These are multiple choice. Which American city invented plastic vomit? Was it Chicago, Detroit, Columbus, or Baltimore?
Columbus.
Mark. No.
Detroit.
No. Ty. Oh.
Come on.
You're down to Chicago and Baltimore.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
No.
Chicago.
Chicago.
All right, nobody gets that one.
All right. In last week's, Dad won with Ben-Hur. In the movie Ben-Hur, which modern thing can be seen during the chariot scene? A waitress, a car, a post box, or a street lamp? Hannah.
A car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't the Sub-Zero refrigerator?
Yeah, no.
In the King's Palace?
All right, one for Mark, one for Hannah.
Always has been.
What was Karl Marx's favorite color? Brown, blue, red, or purple? Mark?
Brown.
No.
Oh,
Hannah?
Hey.
Ty?
Red?
Yes.
Okay.
Ty's on the board. One all. What is the best way to stop crying while peeling onions?
Jeez.
Hannah?
Chew gum.
Yes.
I was going to say, wow.
Hannah has two. Ty has one. Mark has one. How old was the youngest pope? 11, 17, 22, 26. Mark.
26.
No. Hannah.
Uh-oh. B.
17. No. Ty.
What were the options again?
You're 11. Down to 11 and 22.
Ooh. 11?
Yes.
Cool. Oh, come on.
All right. Ty has
80.
Ty. 80.
You didn't say that.
Ty has 2. Hannah has 2. Mark has 1. Which animal sleeps for only 5 minutes a day? A chameleon?
Me.
A koala? A giraffe? Or a beaver? Hannah.
A giraffe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Hannah is up.
They're
3.
Too tall. They can't sleep for too long.
Yeah, right. Fall over.
You know, now that you mention it, I haven't seen Kevin sleep much.
Right. Yeah,
five
right.
5 minutes at a time.
Right. 5 minutes at a time.
All right, now wait a minute. She's got 3?
Yes. Hannah has 3.
What do I have?
None.
You have 2.
I have 2.
Wait, I think.
Wait.
Ty has
Hold
2.
On. He's got no, one. You only have 1.
Oh, okay.
I got 2.
Hannah has 3. Ty has 2. Mark has 1.
All right.
One human hair can support how many kilograms?
Oh, you don't even know what a kilogram is.
Shut
is
up.
It 3, 5, 7, or 9? Hannah.
7.
No.
9.
No.
5.
7?
No.
Did I say 7?
Did you say 7?
3.
I said 7.
Oh.
And it is three, but you don't get it because we ran out. Okay, well, this one has to do with the Sports Illustrated issue.
Oh, nice.
The bikini was originally called the what? Was it vest, range, line, or atom? Hannah.
Line?
No, but the ones today should be.
Range.
You could have won with that. No. Tie.
Atom?
Yes. Okay. Uh-oh. And with that, Ty also has three.
Risky.
All right. This could be it. Adam, come on, guys.
Because it's so small.
Yes. Right.
Well, mine.
Okay.
Which European city is home to the Fairy Investigation Society? Is it Poznan, Dublin, Bratislava?
Are you making these names up?
Well, Dublin? I can't pronounce them. Dublin. Dublin. And with Dublin, Ty wins.
All right.
With the upcoming.
All right. Good.
Upcoming St. Patrick's Day. That's what it is, from Dublin. I've had all of the kids' 7% alcohol beer.
It was a shot. Balls up.
All three shots of 7% beer.
Okay. Last Sunday was the Academy Awards.
Yes.
And Chris Rock was the host.
Yes.
I liked it, but then I started feeling a little bit uncomfortable about it. Yes. I thought it was good. He had a good message, but then it started to get to be a little bit too much, too in your face.
Beating a dead horse.
Yeah, enough is enough. We get it. Yeah, we get it. Leave us alone. We won't do it again next year. Or maybe we will. anyway, I was glad to actually see Leonardo DiCaprio win his first Oscar for
It is about time.
Revenant. So he did win the Best Actor Award. Best Actress was Brie Larson for The Room. And the Best Picture was Spotlight, and that's the movie about the priests that were diddling the boys.
Right.
Diddling. So anyway, I'm going to start to rush through these a little bit just because, once again, we are down to the end. Our Seminole Mall is it's coming to life.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to be called Seminole City Center.
Yes.
I have a list here of the stores or businesses that are going to be there. Bell's, Earth Fair, which is a natural food grocer. Five Below, it's a teen retail store.
Is it going to be cold in there?
No, just everything in there is between $1 and $5. Mm-hmm. So it's like hair accessories and fun stuff.
There's going to be a hair cuttery. There's going to be a hand and stone massage, Home Goods, Jersey Mike's Sub Shop, Kirkland's, which is another home decor, lighting and furniture, LA Fitness. Hey. Cool. Is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Hannah Claire, you might want to look into that. Lee Spa Nails, Mattress Firm, Pee-wee or Pie-wee Asian Pay-way. Diner, Petco, Pollo Loco, Rackroom Shoe Department, Sports Authority.
Polo Loco.
There's going to be a Sports Authority there.
We're going to Polo Loco?
Yes. Yeah.
Steinmart and Ulta. Ulta is a cosmetics and beauty products on-site salon.
So yes.
Those are some of the things we have to look forward to over at our new mall.
Look at the mall. Now, the only thing I'm concerned about is I heard earlier in the week that Sports Authority actually filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which is the reorganization one.
Right.
So they're going to stay open, but I hope that means that our new Sports Authority right here will actually open.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
It would be very nice.
Hush. I want to get this out because this is something that means a lot to me because I am a huge Rolling Stones fan. I'm going to start some music. The Rolling Stones announced this week that they will be playing a free concert in Havana on March 25th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be 3 days after President Barack Obama leaves. One of the things that Barack Obama is going to be doing while he's there is going to go see a Rays baseball game.
Oh, right.
The Rays are going to be playing there in Cuba. This is going to be the first huge concert event in Cuba since its revolution in 1959.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's going to be so cool. I can't wait. I would love to go. My grandfather, Irv Hammerman, was actually stationed in Cuba for a time during the war. And he told me that it was one of the most beautiful places he'd ever been.
Yes.
I'm so happy to see that things are easing up a little bit. And I think probably within the next 5 years or so, we're going to be able to travel there just like we can travel to any other island.
I just hope.
I'm looking forward to it.
I just hope the tourism doesn't destroy
it. I hope
it.
They don't ruin it.
Right.
Right. I don't want to see a lot of big investors go over there and destroy it, because all the pictures I see, the architecture is so cool.
Right.
They still have all the old cars from like the 50s and 60s. Right. It's badass. I would just love to go over there. And supposedly the beaches are some of the prettiest you've ever seen.
Yes.
So
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I would love to go see this free concert by the Stones. Mm-hmm. How cool would that be?
That would be so cool.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably have to watch it on the computer. I'm sure it'll be webcast.
Yeah, that'd be badass. I'd just like to be able to do that. Anyway, all right. Well, we are getting down to the end of the show. Some of the things that we didn't talk about there, you know, there used to be for years a toll going from Central Avenue onto Treasure Island. Yes. There was a toll there. They took it out in 2006. They built the new bridge. It was completed in 2007. And part of the deal was they got like a $50 million grant to build that bridge. And part of the deal was that they would get rid of the tolls.
Right.
Well, apparently it cost about $750,000 a year to maintain that bridge. That's without any major repairs.
Wow. Wow.
So now the residents of Treasure Island are saying, look, we can't afford it. So they're looking now to come back with the tolls.
Wow.
And that's a shame. I don't know what they'll make it, 50 cents, a dollar, who knows? I don't remember what it was before. Okay. I didn't even remember that they had a toll until Mom reminded me.
I think it was 50 cents, but you could buy a pass, a year pass. Mm-hmm. I remember having a sticker on my car for it.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, listen, we are right down to the end of it. Now, one of the things I want to say is this is our 15th broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Yep. Yes.
Next week's show will be our 16th, and it's going to be a little bit special because starting next week, we start our new two-hour show.
Yes.
Two-hour show. And that means we won't get down to the end of the show and run out of time. I've got more stories that we can do. I got more stuff.
I have a feeling that at the end of 2 hours, we're still going to run out of time.
Well, I always try to prepare more stuff, you know, more stuff than what we need.
Right. Well,
better to have more than not enough.
We're big talkers.
Yeah, we are.
A lot of gabbing going on here at the Gin House.
A lot of shooting the shit in this house.
Yes.
Okay, Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show? Okay, Stephanie?
Hannah wants a new bikini. I can tell by the look on her face.
Mm-hmm. Tie again.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't have anything else to add other than, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, next week, it's going to be 2 hours.
Nice.
See you then. Yeah.
That's it.